Happy Resurrection Sunday. Glory to God. Jesus is alive. The devil is defeated. The kingdom of darkness lost its power. And Jesus gave us the victory over all sin, sickness, lack, and fear. Hello, I'm Larry Warren, and I want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Today, we want to share with you a message that Brother Copeland taught on freedom from fear after America was attacked on September 11, 2001. God does not change. It's still His will for you to live victorious over fear, even when troubling situations are all around you. Now, living fear-free starts by understanding what Jesus did for you through His work of redemption at the cross and His resurrection. Discover how Jesus won this awesome victory over fear and start enjoying the fearless life He's made possible for you today.
We're going to be talking about certain steps that we can take and come to the point where fear is gone, wiped out, eradicated from your thought life. Amen. Where fear and faith are not battling on the same grounds. Where fear is gone. Now, fear can be coped with in certain areas of your life. Well, we're not talking about coping with fear. We're not talking about using logic to dislodge fear in a certain area. A person could do something for a living very dangerous. The illustration the Lord used with me was some fellow that's a rodeo performer, and he's a bull rider, and he gets on a big old 2,000-pound animal and rides that thing with no fear because this is something that he's done for years, and he's a champion performer, and he gets on that wild and woolly thing, and they make him mad right before he rides him. I mean, you know, and that kind of thing. If it's all right with you, I just don't care a thing in the world about doing that. Doesn't look like anything for me to go do. That same performer, that same bull rider could ride the bull with no fear, get in his truck, driving to the next performance, and be absolutely worried sick over his finances, worried about his family, worried about his children until he can't even think straight. Well, fear's still there, see? It's just been coped with in this one area, but fear is still there. I'm talking about fear not being there. I'm talking about fear trying to get through to you, and you know, you experience it. You know that the fear that's trying to attach itself to you is out here trying to get your attention. Instead of being in here making a natural bid for every thought you think and every word you say and every decision you make. When you got born again, old things passed away and all things became new and all things were of God. Now that's talking about your spirit being. You are a spirit. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. You have a body. The body is not you. The body that you, the spirit you, lives in was given to you to use and contact this natural material world. Because without your body, then your spirit, the real you, does not make firm contact with the material world because it's operating on a higher plane than that. It's not unreal. You have to remember a spirit created all matter. So since when did the matter get more real than the one that created it? The spirit realm is absolutely eternal. You can't cause a spirit being to cease to be. Once it comes into existence by God, once a spirit is a living being, then you can't stop it ever throughout all eternity. It will live and function and be aware throughout all eternity, and you're going to spend eternity with the Lord of your choice.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
either God or Satan. You don't make a choice, then the devil will make it for you. Amen.
Amen.
Eternal life is not just for the believer. Eternal life is now. You're already in eternity. You understand that?
All right.
Eternity doesn't begin after your body dies.
That's right.
Eternity is now.
That's right.
The difference is now you have the right to make the choice and spend the balance of eternity with the God of your choice. Amen. Now, I said all that to catch you up to this. When Adam sinned, Adam's spirit was given birth by the Spirit of God. He was born of God's Spirit. God created his body out of the dust of the earth. That body didn't have any life in it. He just made this thing for him to use. After he made the body, then he spoke words of dominion and likeness and gave birth, the Bible said, and Adam, or man, became a living being. Now, the sages, the oldest of the Hebrew scholars, the oldest of the Hebrew teachers, translate that in Genesis like this, and he became a speaking spirit like God. God, who is a spirit, Jesus said, is a speaking spirit. That's the way he does everything. He spoke this world into existence. He spoke you into existence, praise God, before the foundation of the world. Now, Adam had God's love, God's faith, God's hope, God's righteousness, God's everything. It was all in him. All of those spiritual things in him functioned just like God, on the same spiritual plane with God. It's amazing to me when God created the animals. We have the idea that God, like when, you know, God created a dog and the thing just jumped up and ran off. But it didn't. He created the physical body of those animals. He gave Adam authority over them. Amen? And the Bible said he brought them to him to see what he would call them. When he called them is when they came alive. God's training the man to function just like he functions. His faith and God's faith were absolutely just alike because he was born of him. I mean, he was born of his seed. Amen. God didn't have this big bunch of faith and Adam have a little bit of faith. No, it was exactly like God's. Religion and its fear-filled ideas have not dared let us believe that, but that's what Scripture says. We are created in his likeness. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when Adam sinned, he separated himself from God. Spiritual death is, when you use the word death, you have to be very careful with it, because we think about death as the death of this physical body. When the physical body ceases to function and it falls down and you have to put it in a hole in the ground. Actually, the physical body never really dies. What? Just hold on to your seat there a second. Is it not going to be resurrected? When it gets resurrected, is it going to have some strange, different kind of a look to it? No. When Jesus got resurrected, he still had the holes in his hand. Told Thomas, said, give me your hand. Stuck his hand in there, and he stuck his hand in that hole in his side where that spirit had been. Same Jesus, but in a glorified body. Amen. Well, we get the same thing.
Whatever he got, we get. We're bone of his bone. We're blood of his blood, flesh of his flesh. We're spirit. We're one spirit with the Lord. Whatever is his is ours. And whatever is ours should be his. Amen. Well, then your body is going to get resurrected and people will recognize you. And they're going to get a chance to recognize you. Amen. Oh, yeah. Wasn't there a resurrection? Right after Jesus was resurrected, wasn't there a resurrection, the Bible said, right after that? And they went and appeared unto many? Don't you know that shook the place up? Yeah, glory to God. Well, see, that body is on file. All of its parts, wondrously made, were put on file before the foundation of the world. Before the scripture said, before any of this material world was ever created, you were wondrously and perfectly made and put on file. The only thing that messed it up was sin. But we need to be very careful with the word death, because we get to a place where we have to deal with spiritual death. Didn't God tell Adam, the day you sin, you'll surely die? Well, he didn't die physically for 930 years. But if God said you're going to die the day you eat of this, then he did. So what happened to him? Spiritual death, well, really any kind of death. God is life. Amen? Death, then, is separation from God. To be separated from life himself. Didn't the Word of God say Jesus is the truth, the way, and what? Life. The life. The entrance of his Word bringeth light, but the Word also said his Word is life to those that find it. Are you staying with me now?
Yes.
Spiritual death is to be separated from God. And that's what happened to Adam the day he sinned. He was separated from God. Now, when that he was connected by faith, hope, and love. When he sinned, suddenly, see, a human being cannot be totally disconnected and become a spiritual sovereign entity unto himself. The human person was not made like that. The human person has to have a spiritual overlord in order to function. So what happened? By bowing his knee to Satan and disobedience to God, Adam disconnected from God and connected with Satan. Now, every spiritual force that was in him, they're all still there. You cannot cause a spirit to cease to exist. And every spiritual force was in there. Faith, hope, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, kindness, temperance, all of that was still in him, except now it had reversed and went 180 degrees opposite and connected to its new Lord. Instead of faith, there's now fear. Instead of the love of God, now there is love, but it's identified as hate now. Going exactly in the opposite direction, see? Where there was joy is now discouragement. Where there is hope, now there's hopelessness, which creates all kinds of fear problems. A person that is hopeless is afraid of everything. Fear brings hopelessness. Faith brings hope. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me now? Now you can see faith still works the same as it used to, except instead of being faith in life, who is God, it is now faith in death, who is the king of death, Satan, who now had the power of death. And faith in death is called fear. Faith in a dangerous animal to hurt you is called fear of that animal. Yeah. Now write this down. This is something you want to study and look at and meditate on. The fear, and underline the word fear. The fear of death connects you to the death that you fear. That's reading you underline the word fear. See, fear is the subject of that, not the fear of death. Fear of death is not the subject. Fear is the subject. The fear of death connects you to the death that you fear. The fear of sickness and disease connects you to the sickness and disease that you are afraid of. Now, Jesus came, made himself obedient unto death. He was made to be sin for us. Therefore, giving us his faith, his life, his abundance. Hey, listen to me now. When you were born again, you went back through that door that Adam came through in the opposite direction. You found yourself, and I found myself inside the room that Adam walked through. He was the first to ever be born again. He was born from life to death, from faith to fear, from love to hate, from hope to hopelessness, from joy to discouragement. See? Now, Jesus was the only one that could go back through that door the opposite direction. Because there wasn't any sin in him. He received it by faith. Had to do it by faith. Otherwise, it never would have entered him. Without faith, impossible to please God. So he received sin and sickness and demons and fear. He received it by faith as an act of sacrifice. And then gave you the results. Now notice what happened. Faith cometh. Remember that, Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, what happened when God's voice came into the garden? Adam said, and he hid himself, right? The word of God still moved him. But he ran him away instead of him coming. Opposite directions. Fear always creates doubt and unbelief. Selfishness is fear-based, and all fear is self-based. And Jesus said, if you'll lose your life, you'll find it and keep it. But if you try to be your own God and save your life, you'll lose it. So, fear, then, has a definition. Fear is faith in death more than faith in life. By his stripes you were healed. Yeah, I know, Brother Copeland, but... Yeah, but what if? I know, Brother so-and-so, and he believed that way, and he died. Well, we ain't talking... I mean... Blessed by the so-and-so's heart. I don't know what messed him up, but that doesn't take away from the fact that life is more powerful than death. But if you've not developed faith in life, you will have faith in death. Now, fear is faith in death. Say it. Fear is faith in death. Turn to the second chapter of the book of Hebrews. We'll close with these two or three scriptures.
The very first thing that it is important for you to do and for me to do is come to the absolute understanding that we are delivered from fear. That we got delivered from fear when Jesus went to that cross. He bore it for us. We are delivered from it. We've got just a couple of minutes here. Let's look up some scripture. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, also himself likewise took part of the same. So we're talking about his flesh and his blood, right? He took part of the same, so that through death he might destroy him. Underline the word destroy. It means to totally paralyze and put out of commission. Destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The fear makes you subject to. All right? You got that? Now then, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Just a couple of pages to the left. 2 Timothy 1:10. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus, the Anointed One, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel or through his word. Say it. He destroyed death and delivered me from its bondage. He abolished death. Death for my sake has been abolished. Hallelujah. Now then, Romans 8:15. Now all their lifetime subject to bondage because of the fear of death, but have been delivered from the fear of death. Verse 15, 8th chapter of Romans. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, or whereby we cry, I have a daddy, I have a father. Hallelujah. Right in the face of fear, you can laugh and say, ha, 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 I have a father. I have a daddy. And he loves me as much as he does Jesus. And you're not coming in here, Mr. Fear. No, I've been delivered from fear. And therefore, I've been delivered from bondage. And you just keep confessing that and praising God for that. And you keep saying that. And I'll guarantee you fear will pack up its junk and leave.
The earth began in darkness with the Holy Spirit moving upon the face of the water until one thing changed. God spoke, and His faith-filled words lit up the universe and formed all of creation. He put that same overcoming creative power inside of you. Get Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching, Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death, and find out how to use your God-given faith to release light over any darkness you face. Whether you need healing, direction, peace, or finances, learn to access everything God's kingdom offers to be yours here and now. Your very salvation in Christ started by confessing what you believe about Jesus as your Savior. Now all of your life of faith works the same way. No matter what's going on in the world around you, when you get God's word into your heart, everything changes. Your faith-filled words will dominate sin and death every time. Request your free digital download of Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death by Kenneth Copeland. Develop faith in your inner man. Speak God's word and receive the promises he has for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special to download your free audio file today. This offer is good for 60 days.
Today is Resurrection Sunday, and we're celebrating Jesus' victory over all the kingdom of darkness. Death was destroyed by the life of God. Sickness was destroyed by divine health. Lack was destroyed by God's abundance. And fear was destroyed by God's love and faith. Now, Jesus didn't win this victory for himself. He won it all for you. He took care of the sin that separated us from God through his death, burial, and resurrection, and his victory has made a way for you to come into the joy of his victory. Now, if you're ready to accept this invitation, then pray this prayer with me. Lord God, I believe you gave your life for my sins. I confess that I'm a sinner, and right now I receive your forgiveness. I believe from my heart that you were raised from the dead for me. I choose to declare you as Lord and Savior of my life. I reject sin and death over my life. I receive everything good from my God. I'm no longer a sinner, and I'm born again. Amen. Praise God. It's a brand new day for you. As a child of God, you have rights to receive every blessing heaven has to offer. And this is why the Copelands have a free gift for you called the Salvation Package. Listen, you really do need this because you'll learn how to start reading your Bible and you'll learn how to develop a relationship with Almighty God and so much more. Simply go to kcm.org to request your Salvation Package. And we'll send it to you absolutely free of charge. Now, if you receive Jesus as your Savior today, please give our prayer line a call and let us know, because we want to rejoice with you and pray with you in faith over anything you may be facing. So call our prayer ministers and let us help you start living the blessed life God has planned for you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.